Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Questions. We are back, and I hope everyone's doing well. We are here with Facebook Live and also on the podcast, so we'll let you guys come in and see what we're doing today. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for welcoming me back yesterday, and excited to just share some things. So today is one that I don't think it's very controversial, but some parents may not like me for saying this. So, but it's about just, again, are you eating certain things? Are you getting rid of things? Are you on a diet? And I see this a lot where the parents are trying to eat better and healthier, but they're not doing the same thing for their kids. I don't wonder why that is, you know. I remember, you know, growing up or hearing, oh, well, you're a kid, so it's okay. You can eat whatever you want. But when you turn this, then you got to change. I think that just sounds kind of crazy to me because we're setting ourselves up for failure, right? We already, you know, as our children are already at a disadvantage of whatever we ate when we were when we had them, right? So that nutrition that you have does affect you and changes you. And so it goes on to your kids. So you're not limiting them or hurting them by giving them good stuff, okay? So I know for me that's something that I think that, you know, when the best way for you to improve your health, your nutrition, is to do it as a family. And it doesn't just help you because you're in a better environment, but it also helps your kids know and be aware of healthy foods and nutrition and how they should feel and getting them on the right path, right? You want to start them on the right path, not set them up for failure, make it harder for them, and then they're going to have to change what they do later on, all right? That's, change is hard. So set your kids up for success, right? Help them know what healthy foods are. Help them understand what the fruits that they're eating are and what they do to them, how they help them in the right way, what their vegetables are for. So I know for me, it just bothers me when I see, you know, people, adults on a diet, but then feeding their kids, you know, just candy and things like that a lot. So, and again, that's a tough thing, I know, but how about do it together, right? Set them up for success. And that's just something that I see. It doesn't mean, but I just remember growing up eat whatever you want until you're about 25 and then start changing. Well, that stuff that you ate for all those 25 years is still in you, and you're still dealing with how to get rid of it, right? How to make yourself better. You know, I'm in great health to most people, but I went and got my hair analysis done, and I have a lot of things that are down. And it's just because of, you know, things that I've let be in me for years. So does that mean we're stuck? No. Does that mean we are done? No. There's always ways for us to naturally improve our health and naturally grow as people. So guys, really just think about that. If you are trying to live a healthier lifestyle, do the same thing for your kids. Do it as a family. Not only will it help you get better, it's going to help your kids get better. And remember, just because maybe you have an illness or you have something, that doesn't mean that's the end, okay? You can make those things better, all right? I know for me, I haven't had allergy issues in 2 to 3 years because of my change in my nutrition and my diet, all right? So If I can, you can, all right? And there's so many things they can do, all right? So thank you guys for joining. I know I haven't seen any comments on this one, but hope you guys share it. And maybe it just helps you think a little bit about how you and your family can grow together, all right? So have a blessed day, guys. See you tomorrow.